In Washington, D.C., Iraq officially reopened its embassy with a flag-raising ceremony, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it was not the flag the U.S. authority had approved for the new Iraq.
With little fanfare but a lot of media attention, the Iraqi flag was raised at the embassy just off Washington's DuPont Circle. Iraqi Ambassador Rendal Rahim said it was a moment of happiness for her.
It is not just a question of regaining sovereignty after 14 months. It is the fact that a new Iraq has assumed a new sovereignty.
Iraq has already ditched one of the ideas of the U.S. occupation, a new design for the country's flag, a pale blue crescent with three stripes at the bottom, two blue ones symbolizing the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, and a yellow stripe in between them for Iraqi Kurds. Iraqis have reverted to the old flag with its red, white, and black stripes and three green stars. But Iraqi Americans at the embassy today pointed out a slight change. The phrase, God is great, is written in Kufi Arabic calligraphy rather than Saddam Hussein's handwriting.
It's important to change the script because we don't want to be paying allegiance to a flag that has Saddam Hussein's handwriting on it, that's for sure.
That's Rhea Barazanji, who welcomed the fact that Iraq now has a functioning embassy.
A few years ago, coming here to the embassy was actually meant standing over there and demonstrating against the Iraqi regime, but we were never able to come in. So it was really more of a spy location rather than a location that provides you with comfort and services.
Now it's an embassy that can issue passports and visas, but staffers say the once glamorous building is in disrepair after more than a decade of neglect, when the U.S. and Iraq had no diplomatic relations and the government of Bahrain protected the building. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.